Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yes, who is customer support for what?
We're a third-party customer service center that serves a variety of banks and companies nationwide, ma'am.
Obviously I called to order something, and they said they would to call me back, I guess, and I'm trying to decide that I called them because they ordered something for me that I did not select.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get that first and last name?
Sure. Barbara.
Barbara is spelled B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
A. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I see what it is.
Gardner is spelled G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R.
No D. G-A-R-N-E-R.
Okay, N-E-R.
Uh-huh. Miss Garner.
And the email they have on file is armama58@yahoo.com.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify the address that's on file today?
100 Walnut Grove Avenue.
And it's
Springdale, Arkansas, 72764.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see on yesterday that it looks like you ordered on March the 30th, you paid $4.95 for the Vanilla Derma from that company, Derma
uh-huh.
Vanilla Face Cream, Facial Moisturizer, and Anti-Aging Cream.
Uh-huh.
And it looks as if they charged you $43.85 for that vitamin C.
Yeah.
And they also charged you $12.95 for that two-piece silicone brush. Are those
yeah,
the two charged?
Yeah, and I did not order either one of those.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I did not order either one. And as soon as I saw that they charged me, I tried to call. And I held on.
Yes, ma'am. So you don't want the vitamin C in a two-piece silicone brush, correct?
No, I do not.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is I can go ahead and give you a full refund for those two. And once I'm done, I'll provide you a confirmation number. And I also have a question. Do you want to go ahead and cancel that subscription for that $4.95 for those two facial creams and that moisturizer?
No, I want those.
Yes, ma'am. I'm asking, do you want to cancel the subscription? Because it comes with a 7-day trial period subscription. And you have 7 days to cancel that subscription, or that company will be billing you $119.95 for that retail price.
Oh, yeah, I want to cancel the subscription.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment while I handle those charges. These two charges for you, get your full refund back for those, and I'll provide you a confirmation for those, and then I'm going back. Once I'm done with those two charges, I'll go back and cancel your subscription for both of those products, and I'll provide you two confirmation numbers for those as well.
Super duper. I hate when they do that. I've got to stop doing this. You don't even see it on here. It's to try a trial size for $4.95. And then it's like, she says, so you have 7 days to try it. And then if you don't let them know, you'll be billed $119.95. And I'm looking on here and I don't see anywhere where it says, if you we don't hear from you, you'll have to pay that. That's the way they do this all the time. Oh, that because I'm stupid.
Maybe you need to stop.
Yep. Maybe you're absolutely right. You would think a trial size would be like a little small size to try. Hurry, only 250 trials sent per day. What? 81. They did. Wow. Today? So they must have had rain.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow, it did a lot of damage.
This one?
The Storm Prediction Center went to a high risk today, and we're on a 5 out of a scale of 5. So we're looking at very strong, severe thunderstorm conditions and looking at potential tornadoes. Now let's talk about your wind threat. It's going to stretch across much of Iowa into Illinois and Indiana, mainly eastern Iowa and across Illinois and Indiana. But you also have to watch out
here or this one.
Iowa and Illinois for tornadoes. Now the tornado threat is pretty strong, stretching southward along the Mississippi Valley. So be heads up from this afternoon until the squall line passes you, which for Chicago is going to be about 8 o'clock. Evansville, Indianapolis looking at 9, 10, 11 p.m. Columbus also looking at some thunderstorms moving through as we get toward the 2 a.m. hour. That'll be heading through Richmond as well. Behind that now, it's going to be quite windy.
Hello, Ms. Gardner.
It's going to get cold, but if you are in a
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready? Yes, ma'am. Let me know when you're ready for those confirmation numbers.
Oh, I don't know what I was doing. Hold on just a minute. Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
The confirmation number for that 1295 is CS and Charlie 663-679-431. Uh-huh. And let me know when you're ready for the next one.
I'm ready.
The second one for 4385 is CS and Charlie 663-679-429.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the next confirmation number for me canceling out that subscription for one of those products, which is that facial moisturizer, is CS and Charlie 663 679 428.
Okay.
And the last one for that facial cream is the confirmation number is CS and Charlie 663 679 424.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So I'm glad you told me about that.
You're welcome,
you know,
ma'am.
You don't see anything on here where it says that. I don't know.
Do
where
you see?
I'm
hold on. Let me go to the website right quick. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. You know where you in the little checkbox where you enter your email at? And right there where the little checkbox says, it says, I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed $6.95. Now for shipping and handling, and if I don't cancel within 7 days trial period, shipping trial, I will be billed the full amount of $119.85. I will be billed $119.85 for a new 30-day supply for each month until I cancel. Please call 1-855-485-8766 to cancel my subscription.
Okay, I don't know where you are. I've seen the emails that you sent me that you, the refund orders and stuff, but I don't.
I'm on the website. It's called buydermavanilla.com.
Oh, okay. Hold on just a minute. All I see is the ones that you've done. I guess I need to go down a little bit more. And what day was that?
That was March the 30th.
So.
Do you see it now?
I don't. I just don't see it. No, I don't. It's in my email, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's in your email. The email confirmations that you just seen.
Oh, the ones that you sent me have got that in there?
No, ma'am. It doesn't have that in there. I was talking about the terms and conditions of the on that website.
Well, I don't see it, but I take your word for it. I just
didn't
see it.
But everything has been handled, and I did cancel those subscriptions out for you. Is there anything else I can do for you today, Ms. Garner?
No, thank you so much, dear, for what you did. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.